just continue to move on to the sage grouse, and you are staying with us, both you and Alex. So go ahead.
Yeah, Madam Chair, Alex just has another short presentation here for you. And again, for some of the commissioners out west, we conduct sage grouse surveys, or any of you commissioners, but we conduct sage grouse surveys in late April, early May. If you've never seen one of them, they're a pretty darn neat bird. And if you want to get up real early in the morning and get out and walk on your hands and knees, a croc cactus and whatnot, to get up on a sage grouse, like, they're pretty neat. But Alex, I'll let you your presentation.
Yeah, definitely wear a good pair of boots and some thick jeans if you're going to go out, especially in Butte County. But again, Alex Solom, senior wildlife biologist. I'll talk something a little bit more familiar to me with that has feathers. That's greater sage grouse management in South Dakota. So for those that are not familiar with sage grouse in general, they're large body grouse that are located in sage steppe habitat, located throughout much of the western portion of the United States. In South Dakota, our population is located in Butte and Harding counties, which is the very eastern fringe of their range. This species is dependent on sage grouse and for every life cycle that they have, nesting, brood rearing, winter cover, all that sort of stuff. Obviously, as their name implies, it's pretty dang important to them. Pictured on the right hand side of the screen here is a booming male sage grouse on a lek in the springtime. And as Chad indicated, we do spring lek counts for population indices and other data, another information that's collected with the western states. Since the early 1900s, they have faced a lot of challenges. Their abundance and distribution has declined in a lot of their range in South Dakota as well. A lot of these declines in abundance and range, it's not just local to South Dakota, it is completely range wide. They only actually inhabit about 56% of their inhabited range, and their population has declined roughly 80% from 1966 to 2019. Chris, so you can see where our population is located there, based on the red circle. Those are Harding and Butte County. We're a pretty small player in the game when it comes to sage grouse. Our population only accounts, go ahead, Chris, for about 0.25% of the total population, and we have under 1% of the actual occupied range for sage grouse. So I kind of alluded to the population declines, distribution declines, all that sort of stuff that, you know, obviously isn't just only with sage grouse in South Dakota. Again, these challenges are faced range-wide. Loss and degradation of their and fragmentation of their habitat is obviously one of the main driving factors of this. This may be due to fire. Sagebrush is one of those species that don't do very well with fire. They take a long time to regenerate, if at all. And a lot of times annual grasses might come in to those locations and kind of take over. Sagebrush is fairly hard to establish. Obviously, conversion of agriculture, development. I alluded to exotic annual grasses, improper grazing, you know, overgrazing, that sort of stuff, or just getting rid of sagebrush altogether. One of the challenges that we do face in South Dakota is we are a small, isolated population. Anytime you have small and isolated populations, you sometimes worry about genetic diversity and all that sort of stuff, relating back to nest success, overall fitness for that population. Disease can also be an issue, in particular in South Dakota. West Nile has reared its ugly head. Sage grouse are certainly vulnerable to West Nile, and it does account for adult and chick mortality if they were to, you know, acquire this disease. And then obviously predation is always a factor. Anytime you're a bird out on the prairie, there's something looking to eat you. So go ahead, Chris. So, you know, in particular, those challenges and management opportunities that I, you know, kind of just alluded to, they're outlined in a lot greater detail in these two documents that we have here. On the left is the management of greater sage grouse in South Dakota. That goes into very good detail of these challenges that we face and kind of the opportunities that we have to maybe offset some of these challenges and, you know, really help these birds out. As well as the one that's on the right, which is our South Dakota Greater Sage Grouse Action Plan. These are objectives and strategies that you guys might be familiar with that we use for greater sage grouse management in the state of South Dakota. Chris, one of the management approaches that we use with sage grouse is this concept of core area mapping. it's outlined not only in the larger document, Management of Sage Grouse, but also the action plan. So this is essentially a map that we've used based on current LEC counts, known LEC or nest locations to research, known bird locations to research, and then also resource selection functions that were created through a PhD project in 2019. And the resource selection function basically outlines areas in Harding and Butte County that are particular importance to these grouse, you know, where they've had, where they're using for brood habitat, nesting habitat, winter locations, ground locations, all that sort of stuff. All in all, these core areas are generated to guide the prioritization of habitat delivery, and then also protection on public and private lands. You know, in particular, the habitat delivery includes, you know, improving grazing practices, as well as forming energy developing guidelines to, you know, offset any, you know, issues that we might face. Go ahead, Chris. So the delivery and habitat, or delivery and habitat in South Dakota is obviously a department priority, and it's, you know, particularly important to sage grouse. It's a group effort, not only between conservation groups, but also really good landowners that we have out west. You know, they're very awesome to work with, especially accessing their private land to go count lecs. They're, you know, more than willing to do that, to let us go out there and count their birds, you know. So, but part of this work is done through the Sage Grouse Initiative, which is a partnership program through the USDA, Pheasants Forever, as well as Game Fish and Parks. A lot of this group's delivery of habitat has to deal with improving range land management on private land. To date, and I just got this number this morning, they've worked with over 94 landowners and should say affected over 374,000 acres. So they've, even with just one person out in Butte County, they've had a pretty big impact with landowners out there working with, you know, obviously very large ranches and really good producers. We also collaborate with the Bureau of Land Management, also known as the BLM, on sage grouse management for their, in collaboration with their resource management plans. So these resource management plans are plans for the ground that they manage. We get input on that. They're currently going through a revision process of their 2019 draft. So we are actively, I guess, providing input on, you know, what we think best management practices are for sage grouse given certain scenarios, certain situations. So we're obviously working with them. We also work with the Department of Ag and Natural Resources, School and Public Lands. We, you know, both have a common interest with, you know, working with people. We have an interest with sage grouse conservation, particularly for proposed energy development, as well as, you know, offsetting any issues that we might currently have with development out in Harding and Butte County as well. Go ahead, Chris. So one of the more active approaches that we do with sage grouse management that we've kind of touched on is LEC monitoring. You know, we complete annual spring LEC counts in Butte and Harding County, basically starting in March to about, you know, the middle of May. Every known LEC in these two counties is visited, and then our observers count the total number of males at each LEC, and we take the high count of those males and track that through time. As you can see here, you know, I got back to the, you know, the issues that sage grouse have faced. We have seen a fairly slight decline since, you know, the early 2000s. However, the last couple years, particularly 2022 and 2023, that decline has leveled off. And in terms of sage grouse, that's not a bad thing. You know, other Western states, again, have been seeing steep declines as well. So for us to kind of level off the fact in the last few years, it's definitely, you know, a good thing for us to see. Go ahead, Chris. Another kind of collaboration that we do is also with the USGS. So what these folks do that are a heck of a lot smarter than me is they take the LEC location data that we provide to them as well as the counts, and they take it from all the Western states that have sage grouse. And it's a national effort. And what they do is they analyze the trends in sage grouse abundance at temporal and spatial scales, and they can actually come up with a lambda or a population growth estimate. And then they throw it back to the states and help give us an idea of how our populations are doing. A lot of these results help prioritize monitoring and research, you know, throughout much of the West. And they're also used for higher level policy decisions for you know, maybe energy development, federal land use, all that sort of stuff. So, go ahead, Chris. So, you know, hunting is obviously part of the North American model. And as a game bird species, many sage grouse populations can and do support hunting. We've had a sage grouse season in South Dakota intermittently since 1955. Our last season was actually in 2016, where we gave out 40 access permits to individuals that applied for it, much like a, you know, a deer tag or something like that. The folks that did that were able to harvest 28 total grouse. They had to actually report their harvest to us, you know, much like river otters and things like that, check it in. And it was a two-day season located on public and private land. But, you know, in order to support a sage grouse population, we obviously have to take a very conservative approach when it comes to allowing hunting for these individuals. They have a very high annual survival rate, but a very low reproductive rate. So unlike other upland game species such as pheasants or prairie grouse, you know, like sharp tails or prairie chickens, we can actually see additive mortality from harvest in the fall compared to compensatory. So most pheasants and sharp-tailed grouse, they have high reproductive potential, very low, or not very low, but lower annual survival rates. So if we take those individuals out of the population in the fall, we won't have an impact on the breeding population the following spring. Sage grouse, we certainly could have that in some situations. There isn't really a clear-cut harvest rate on how many individuals we could take out of a population before seeing an impact. It was kind of a new theme or a new idea that came to wildlife management, in particular sage grouse, in the 80s and the 90s. But with us having a population, we've obviously taken a fairly conservative approach. You know, we use a science-based kind of adaptive management harvest strategy that's outlined on the bottom. It is a little hard to read, but if we count more than 300 males on all known leks in Harding and Butte County for two consecutive years, it allows us the opportunity to propose a 2 to 4 day hunting season on private and public land through that 40 access permit lottery per se. If we count under 300 males or over 300 males, but only for 1 year, we propose the season to be closed. So in 2022, we counted 111 males, and then last year we counted 110. So with those guidelines, our management strategy would indicate that we should have a closed season, or we would recommend a closed season. And that's all I have.
Very good. Any questions from Alex? Representative Kerr, Commissioner Spring.
I was wondering, did you make a count this spring because of all the tough winter in Harding and Butte County with the antelope and everything? I was just wondering if the sage grouse took a hit or not, or I know the sharp tails in our area really got knocked out. I'm just wondering how that is.
So our lek counts, we did only indicate a one bird difference from last year. And it was, even talking to some of the western states, a lot of it was highly variable. We were able to get out and do our survey period. We were a little bit later than normal. Obviously, access was kind of an issue. Some of the roads were bad, hard to get to. We didn't want to be tearing up roads and that sort of stuff. But we were able to survey every lek, plus a few more that we hadn't got to in previous years. But our counts indicated, you know, one bird difference from last year. So, you know, you could probably assume relatively no change for our lek counts. And again, that kind of corresponded with some of the western states. You know, they have been seeing just kind of variable results. Some leks are up, some leks are down. I don't have any total counts for their states, but this is just kind of anecdotal from some conversations and meetings that I've had with them.
Any other questions or comments for Alex? Very good.
Madam Chair, item number 12 is our proposal here. As Alex indicated, Alex, very good presentation. That was really good. We have no recommended changes. Again, as Alex indicated, the table down there that guides us from the management plan, because we need two consecutive years to even entertain a discussion with you on a season if we follow that guidance. This would be a two-year recommendation to close the season for 23 and 24. Not to say next year at this time, we can certainly bring you some updated information from our LEC surveys, but With that, no change. And I just want to reiterate what Alex said. I mean, the landowners in this area are phenomenal to work with. They're awesome. I mean, these folks have a high interest in sage grouse. They've been great with doing habitat work with our partners that not only benefit sage grouse, but their own bottom line in trying to improve their grazing management, from giving us permission for surveys. A lot of the research we've conducted in the past, and they've been actively engaged in the process of revising the management plan, and they want to be engaged with that. So I just wanted to go on record and reiterate that they've been great to work with. So.
All right, very good. So there are no changes. So therefore, we need no action unless we have the commissioners feel they'd like to move some action, move some changes. All right, looks like we have none. So I'd like to move right in.